I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very pleased to be joined by KYW anchor Jeff Ash, who was at Roy Halladay's perfect game 10 years ago in Miami. Jeff, thank you so much for taking some time. You were there in Miami. First thing I'm curious about is there a story as to why you were there in Miami that night?
Of course, there's always a story, and the story was that I was on vacation. I was there with my wife and two kids, and maybe a week before we went down to South Florida, I said, the Phillies are playing there. Why don't we just buy tickets and go to the game? So we bought tickets, not knowing actually even that Roy was going to be pitching that night. So once the starting lineups came out and we knew that he was going to be the starting pitcher, we were like, oh great, we get to see Roy Halladay. And then we went to the game with friends of ours from the Jupiter area of Florida.
Now, before the game started, did you have any regrets for going to the game, even though it's a cool experience to always go to a Phillies game, especially on the road? But did you have regrets that you were going to it while game one of the Stanley Cup final between Flyers and Chicago was happening?
Oh, no, I didn't even think about that. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember thinking about the Stanley Cup playoffs until after the perfect game. And then we got somewhere, a restaurant or a bar or something, and made sure that we watched the Flyers Blackhawks game. So, no, not at all. We were very, very excited to go see baseball live.
At what point do you remember going, oh my goodness, Doc has a perfect game going on?
I would say probably the sixth inning. And then all of a sudden, the reporter in me kicked in and I said, you know what? If he pitches a no-hitter or a perfect game, I have to call the station. And that's exactly what happened.
What was it like watching it pitch by pitch? Like, he struggled the first couple of innings. He had 31 pitches after two innings, and then he just locked in. What was it like watching that in person?
It was great. It was exciting. I don't know what other adjective other than, if I remember correctly, it was a 1-0 game. So even I kept thinking, you know, if they break up the no-hitter, there's a chance the Phillies could lose.
Any superstitions as you're watching there and sitting there and thinking, well, I've been doing this for six innings, I don't want to do anything else, otherwise I'm going to jinx it?
Yeah, I didn't talk to my family the rest of the game. No. No superstitions. No. Just focused on him. And, of course, the crowd, which was probably 50% Phillies fans anyway, but the crowd probably in the seventh or eighth inning kind of turned toward Roy pitching either a no-hitter or a perfect game because, you know, no matter who you're rooting for, you want to be a part of history.
When Juan Castro makes that tough play in the field to get that final out, where does that moment rank for you in terms of great sports moments that you've seen in person?
Oh, it's number one, and I've seen a lot of great sports moments in person. Absolutely number one because it was something that only, I think at the time, only happened 20 times in Major League Baseball history. So the chances of being at a perfect game, the odds are certainly slim to none. But we were very fortunate to have been there. So yeah, it was number one. And like I said, I've seen a lot of great moments in sports and in person. Yeah.
Any mementos or souvenirs from that night?
Great question. As a matter of fact, there are a whole bunch. I saved all four of the ticket stubs. They are framed in the basement of my house with a picture that my wife took of the last out. It is such a great picture. She captured Roy's follow through, and the ball is halfway to home plate. And it's to me, it's an iconic picture that my wife took. And as a matter of fact, I saw Roy about 6 months later. It was, January of the next year at the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association banquet. And as a matter of fact, we were presenting him with his Cy Young Award that night. And my wife and my two kids and I went over to Roy and showed him the picture. And we had made that picture into a holiday card. And the holiday card said, "Hope you have a perfect holiday season." And he got this biggest smile on his face. He thought it was the greatest thing. He autographed it for us. And that's also a moment of the game that I'll never forget.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great story. Last one I have for you, Jeff. When all was said and done that night, how much better did it feel to be at that game and that moment in Philly's history rather than watching the Flyers lose game one of the Cup, which I guess you saw later on, but being at the entire Phillies game and not dedicating your evening to a hockey game?
No offense to the Flyers, but I really didn't care, to be honest, because to be a part of history like that was just something that myself and my wife and my two kids will cherish forever. I mean, it was just awesome.
KYW anchor Jeff Ash, who he and his family were at Roy Halladay's perfect game in Miami 10 years ago. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. Stay safe and stay well.
Thanks, Dave. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.